For the state of West Virginia, the passage of the Federal Affordable Care Act meant new requirements, like establishing a healthcare exchange. But for consumers, Assistant Secretary for the State Department of Health and Human Resources, Jeremiah Sample, says the ACA means options. Options for insurance coverage providers, the amount you pay for services. Those options, however, aren't as abundant here as in many other states. As West Virginians begin to navigate the healthcare exchange, looking for insurance to cover themselves and their families, the plans they have to choose from will all come from one provider, Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Private insurance companies made the decision to not proceed with offering coverage on the exchange, and there's a number of reasons for that. Our market is not very large, so it's not as attractive to many insurance companies. And there's also challenges to the paradigm shift from the health insurance laws. That exposes insurance companies to risks that they've never had to deal with before. And so there are a lot of challenges there that many insurance companies felt that they just were not in a position to proceed.
Sample says even though there is only one private insurance provider, Blue Cross Blue Shield will still provide a variety of plan options at different cost levels. But some West Virginians will take a different path to coverage. Sample estimates more than 130,000 West Virginians will find through the exchange they are eligible for Medicaid. The DHHR sent out eligibility letters to more than 118,000 of those West Virginians to allow them to enroll by simply checking a box to agree to the program and then mailing the form back to the state.
We already have about 45,000 folks that have sent those letters in, and that's 45,000 people that didn't have insurance before, 45,000 people that will not be coming into the county office, bogging down the systems, using our resources. It'll also be the most streamlined process by which that consumer can go through to have their eligibility determined.
Those individuals became eligible for coverage when Governor Tomlin announced Medicaid's expansion in May, covering individuals earning between 17 and 138% of the federal poverty level. Many of those are SNAP, more commonly known as food stamp participants, and parents whose children were already covered through the state. But if you're still not sure where you fall, whether you're eligible for Medicaid or want to find an insurance plan to fit your budget, Sample says the process starts online at healthcare.gov with a phone call to the federal call center, through a private insurance agent, or at your local DHHR county office.
Each DHHR office will have an in-person assister embedded into it. An in-person assister will be trained on how to provide consumers information about private health insurance. So for example, if a consumer wants to know, what is a copay? What is co-insurance? What is a deductible? What do these terms mean to me? Then that in-person assister will be able to provide them with some support as they go through the exchange.
Open enrollment through the healthcare exchange begins today and ends March 31st. Health insurance bought through the exchange goes into effect January 1st. Again, the website to enroll is www.healthcare.gov. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.